Welcome to day 11 of the Happier People podcast. Here with me today, Jerry Banfield. Today, would you like to listen to me talk about friendship developing as a result of asking for favors? This has been something I've done very recently in terms of being more willing to ask my friends for favors because I'm understanding now that friendship grows as a result of asking for favors. When I notice my friendships in my life, I see that the one thing that consistently separates friends from acquaintances, from family and close friends, from less close friends, is my willingness to ask for a favor and my willingness to do a favor when asked, and how safe I feel saying no to a request to do something. This is especially evident in what I've done recently, asking my friends to listen to my podcast. Now, you might think this is the kind of thing that it fits into only something you'd want to do with your closest friends. I have 900 and something friends on Facebook, and that to me seems like the perfect place to ask for a favor to listen to my podcast. It's amazingly difficult messaging people that I haven't talked to in 5, 10, 15 years and asking a favor. It feels horribly vulnerable. I feel vulnerable because I realize there's a chance the person might remember that we're friends and, there's no point in being friends with them anymore. Ew, he's just going to ask me for a favor after I haven't talked to him in 10 years, goodbye. That's what feeling horribly vulnerable feels like. I feel afraid to lose friends by asking them for a favor. And then I've done this over years, so there's many people who I'm interested in what they post, and many cases I've been liking pictures of them and their family and their children and their dogs for years, and I've never said anything to them. So now I've learned that my best friendships have grown through asking of favors, because when you ask a person for something and you wholeheartedly ask, you don't try and force them to do it by pressuring them to ask, but you just openly ask a friend or a person, ask whoever. When you ask for something, it takes a certain level of vulnerability. It takes a certain leap of faith to ask for anything. And while I often am more comfortable in my closest relationships, like with my wife and family and the friends I see all the time, I'm comfortable asking them for favors, and I'm comfortable doing favors for them too. A favor is something like when I ask, say, hey, would you listen to this podcast? That's me asking for a favor because I'm asking you to do something for me. My best friendships, there have been a lot of favors back and forth. My one friend, we've been friends about 10 years or so, and each of us has asked a lot of different things of the other over time. Would you buy this game? Would you come visit? Would you let me come stay with you? Would you go out and try this new place to eat? One favor after another and back and forth. Sometimes one friend will end up asking several favors in a row, and that's a chance for the friendship to either end as the other friend says no to them all and decides it's not worth the trouble being friends, or as the other person racks up favors and then asks for all of them back over time. That, to me, is how you have a great relationship with someone. My wife and I have asked each other thousands of things. Would you go out to this movie with me? Would you change our daughter's diaper? And these things seem small, and yet these are the basic ingredients of a friendship. It's scary to contemplate losing a friendship, but to me it's worse to have someone that you call a friend on Facebook or someone you consider an acquaintance in life that you see, maybe a coworker. I think it's worse to have things where there's apathy or there's fear rather than trust. And asking a favor, asking a friend or acquaintance to do something for you, is a good leap of faith to take the friendship to a next level. And by next level, I mean where the other person feels safe to ask for you getting something in the future. I know my sister, it's nice to have a real relationship with her because a lot of my adult life I didn't. I had two half-sisters, and growing up, I didn't have as much of a relationship with them because they lived in Michigan while dad and his second wife, which was my mom, moved all over. And I developed relationships with them as an adult, and I was really honored. My sister, I think it was this year, asked me to support something for her kids, to actually give money to their school project they were doing. And I felt honored that she was able to ask me to do that, because as a person who's asked for money from lots of their friends, I know that's not easy. Often we've been programmed not to ask the people we love for the things we need to avoid being hurt. It's perfectly logical to go through life trying to avoid pain. The problem is with building deeper relationships, if you're so concerned with avoiding pain, what you're not going to do is be vulnerable and then actually build a good friendship. My mom's given me lots of compliments as she's seen my entire life. She's seen how I've developed these deep friendships over 10 years or so, often with guys that I played Xbox with. Because one of us asked the other over and over again, back and forth, to do things. Would you get this video game? Would you log on at a certain time? Would you play this certain game mode? Would you come visit me? Would you call? Or you get the idea. Over time, we've asked back and forth and we've been vulnerable. And for me, one of the easiest places for guys to be vulnerable and ask for what they want is playing video games. Because it's not a big deal to ask your friend, hey, would you buy this video game so we can play together? It's an appropriate thing to ask for, essentially. And it's still, though, you're asking someone to spend money and time to do what you want. And that's how you build a relationship. It's hard, even with the people you're closest to sometimes, to ask for the things you want. And it can be scary to ask someone, because you can be afraid of how they'll see you. You can be afraid of their response. A lot of times in our lives, we've asked people, very much as a child often or grown up, we just asked people for something we wanted and we got a horrible response out of them. My daughter has no problem asking for what she needs. She asks for what she needs all day, every day. And she asks whoever's available. And she doesn't have any fear, essentially, of getting rejected and shut down and getting an awful response, because to my knowledge, she hasn't got one yet. She just asks for what she wants, and if people say no, she waits a little while and asks again. If one person says no, she'll ask someone else. If she doesn't get food from her mom in the morning, she'll come ask me for food. And if she doesn't get food from me, she'll go back and ask her mom or just shout about nami nami namis until someone gives her food. This is a perfectly healthy thing to do. What a lot of us have been programmed to do is to be ashamed to ask for what we need. And it could be in a relationship to ask your partner to have sex if it's been a few days. That still feels extremely vulnerable to me, because I didn't know what to do about sex a lot of my life and just would kind of try and ask extremely discreetly or try and not ask at all. And sometimes with your partner, both ways, you just need to ask for it outright and be okay if they say no. To not ask for it with this desperation that if they don't say yes, you're just going to kill yourself or something, but to ask with a openness to whatever answer they give, realizing if they say no, that's probably better than you not asking at all. And hey, they might say yes. I'm grateful today. I've learned to ask for what I need, and this has helped me have better relationships with everyone. I'm learning to get comfortable asking my friends for money, and that's been a really difficult thing to do. I started this Patreon page, and I have went and asked some of my friends, hey, would you give me a little bit of money every month to help me build this page up? Because I'm then asking them for, in the land of favors, a giving money one, which is a pretty big favor to give someone money every month. I'm making myself open and available for them to ask when they need it. So I'm not asking them to do something essentially that's just one way. I'm asking them to plant the seeds of getting what they want later. And a friend, if you've pledged on my Patreon and you've given, say, $10 a month, you are saving up for a big favor later. You might be able to ask me, and whenever the time's right, you might ask Jerry, hey, I need a loan for several thousand dollars. And you might then feel safe asking for that after having given me $10 a month for however long beforehand. You see, when you're willing to open up and ask for what you need, the people around you start feeling safe asking for what they need too. And that's the key, is to have safe asking each way. If you ask your partner for sex, and even if you've been having sex on a regular basis, there might just be a temporary thing that's disrupted it. If you're comfortable outright asking your partner for it and allowing them to say yes or no without punishing them for one answer or the other, then your partner is likely to open up and do the same with you. And it may be in a completely different area. Your partner may be, you may have been struggling to get them to open up about things. You may have been struggling to get them to change or to adapt. And they may then come to you and say, hey, I've been trying to do what you've said, but I don't know how. Would you show me how to do what you've been asking me to do? I don't know. That takes a lot of vulnerability to, if you've been asking your partner to, hey, can you not be mean to me at this certain time of the day? And then they might be able to be vulnerable and open up and say, I don't know how to not be mean to you at this certain time. Would you help me figure that out? Would you give me a book to read? I don't know. I had this experience with my massage therapist recently, and it might sound ridiculous. I felt horribly vulnerable. Here, I'll give you a brief history of massage. So for me, when I was just starting to go to Alcoholics Anonymous, I was absolutely insane, and I wanted to drink, and I didn't know any other way to get any relief from stress and anxiety. The only thing I knew how to do was drink or work a lot and exercise. And by this point, I'd already done as much work and exercise as I can handle. And my whole body was just locked up, rigid. And thank God I started listening to people. And one of the suggestions I heard was to go get a massage. That would give you some physical stress relief. It would help relax your whole body. So I went and got a massage, and it worked really well. My mind was racing and racing, and with my body relaxing during the massage, my mind actually relaxed too. And then after months of being in a fog, I got some clarity. So I've since then went and got a massage about once a week consistently for 2 years. I've tested having them less frequently, and it seems I do best with one massage once a week. It's a very good meditation practice because I'm not big into sitting down for 10 or 15 minutes at home. I like to try and essentially do walking meditation and be in a state of meditation throughout the day. It's nice to essentially have a good centered massage therapist who essentially teaches me during an hour how to just sit peacefully and pay attention to my body. Over the course of having 20 or so massage therapists, because I go to Massage Envy, some of the massage therapists do very nice hand massages, and some of the massage therapists do very nice what they call glute massages, which is, in more plain English, a butt massage, where some of the therapists actually give you a bare butt massage, which I was surprised I liked so much until I realized, oh, this is a part of my body I normally only dislike. I think of this part of my body as disgusting. I associate it with being spanked as a child. That's the only time that my butt was noticed, because what other reason? And you'd fall on it. So a massage has helped me to not feel ashamed and disgusted with that part of my body. So I usually then, after going from one massage therapist to another, I'd stay with a therapist who did it the way I liked, so to speak, who'd do a nice hand massage and butt massage. So I moved up here to St. Petersburg from Sarasota, where I had a massage therapist that the first time I got a massage with her, she did it the way I liked to do it. So I got a massage therapist up here, one massage therapist after another, and then hardly any of the massage therapists up here do a bare butt massage. I guess that was a Sarasota massage envy thing. And then it was horrible. I realized as I was reading The Art of Asking by Amanda Palmer and about asking for what you want and being open and being vulnerable, I realized as I was laying on the table and the therapist completely ignored my glutes, didn't even notice them at all, no massage with or without the cloth on, I realized I needed to actually ask the therapist if she would customize the massage to how I liked it. And oh my God, I felt horrible. I thought like I was asking for something just filthy, even though many of the massage therapists in Sarasota had done it that way without asking or without saying anything. That's how they did the massages. I felt horribly vulnerable asking her to do the massage the way it had already been done by a bunch of other therapists. And I literally had to pray to God to get the courage to open my mouth and just ask. And I was dumbfounded as to how it was possible to be so difficult to ask for something so simple. I mean, I literally just asked, would you massage this one part of my body over the course of the hour you're massaging the rest of it? So I asked her for a glute massage, and she, of course, had no problem with it. And then I realized I hadn't went quite far enough. I realized it was the right thing to do is to tell her exactly what I preferred. So I explained I really liked it if she did the glute massage the way she did the entire rest of the body, which the rest of the body is done with a bare-handed massage, so to speak. So I asked for the same for the butt. And she said that that was fine as well. And then I was like, wow. She has no problem with this, and here I felt like an alien for asking for it. And then I explained to her that whole process I went through of how difficult it was to even open my mouth in the first place, and she was really inspired by it. And then I also asked her for a hug at the end of the massage because I'm a hugger, I like to hug, and if you've massaged my body for an hour, I think a hug after it's time to go is reasonable. And she said that was fine too. Then she asked me when the massage was over, she said, would you please arrive on time? Because then I have time to do my full massage routine. And if you are 5 or 10 minutes late, like you've been the last several times, then I feel like I have to hurry to get through the whole body. And then I was like, wow, all right, I get this with the asking. I asked her to do the massage the way I like it, and she felt safe asking me to arrive on time so that she could do the massage the way she likes it. I would have never imagined that she cared about me arriving on time so that she could do the whole massage. And yet, if I think about it, I have routines in most everything. She probably likes it a lot better to get to go through her full routine and not feel hurried. So I just felt that was an amazing experience to feel safe to just ask another person and to then be asked by the other person for what they wanted and to be surprised that that's what they were concerned about. Because having worked so many jobs, I always figured it was nice if I was a little bit late because the other person would have more time to fool around in the break room or whatever. I enjoyed it when people would be late lots of times so that I had more time to talk on my phone or whatever. And it's nice when we all feel safe to ask for what we need. And then we feel safe if the person says no. And in the case of a massage therapist, it's easy to just go try another one. Or in the case of friends, if you've got lots of friends on Facebook, if the person says no, it's okay to go try another friend. If you ask them for money or you ask them to listen to your podcast, whatever it is, and they say no, okay, I'll try another friend. I'm grateful today that I've learned real friendships and deep relationships start with being vulnerable and asking for what you really want. And the great reward of that leap of faith is that if you're in a healthy, good relationship, the other person will return a favor and they will feel safe asking you for what they want. And if you're not in a healthy or good relationship, the other person may freak out and leave, in which case you now have space in your life for a new healthy relationship. I pray today to remember that being willing to ask for what I want and need in a relationship is the key for me having deep, meaningful relationships with other human beings. I pray today in my willingness to ask for what I need, that I'm willing to be asked in all my relationships to do favors for the other person, and that I feel safe saying yes and no to any request I get. Thank you very much for listening to this with me today. I hope you have a great day.